Hello.
Hey Paige, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Lovely. You sound excited. So I just, headed out to grab a coffee for myself, and I just, got back to my seat, and I saw your message. I just want to make sure you're totally comfortable, talking. You mentioned that you're driving right now, and if you have
Yeah.
to, that's not a problem, but it's totally upon your convenience. So are you good? I mean, can you look at the doc?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good right now.
Okay, perfect. So, I don't think you got a good chance to look at the documents I sent over to you yourself, right?
Oh no, I just saw what you just texted. And that's pretty cool looking, but I haven't gotten to see the other email.
Well, that's fine. So let's do this. We'll try and I'll give you some brief of what I was trying to do last night with these sketches that I've put together. And then we can look at the documents sometime later in the afternoon or even tomorrow, right?
Okay.
Right. So yesterday I was, when I had a conversation with you, it kind of, sounded like a good idea. And then I got a bit of a chance to sit down, think about it, think about the viability of the application, first of all, what kind of competition we would be heading into. I did some research as well. And
Right.
the best news is that I could not find an application. Although, like I mentioned to you, I've been in the industry for a long time and I review the applications like every day. But I still want to make sure there's nothing out there that I may have missed and that could be direct competition to your app when it goes out, right? So the good news is I could not find an application that does something similar to what you do. I mean, there are things that kind of do. They scatterly do what you do, or they are, say some of them offer like a showcase for musicians, others offer like an event staff for musicians, but we're talking about more of a social network where musicians can even chat with each other, they can, promote their events, they can do their videos, and I think the best part, or let's say the USP, the unique selling proposition, is going to be that you're not, at least for the first phase, you're not charging the musicians even for the
Right.
promotions that they do. Right, so
Right.
and they can even get jobs from it. So I think that's where the real strength of launching the platform would lie. Now, coming to the screenshot that I sent to you, these are actually wireframes, right? And wireframes are let's say the skeletons or the bones of the screens. That's actually the first segment or the first step when you get to the design phase. So, like I mentioned to you yesterday, we have a 4D process that starts with discovery, then design, and then development and testing, and then deployment, right? So within the
Okay.
design phase, the first segment is to kind of wireframe the application and all the major screens. And the purpose of that is to, before you can add the look and feel, before you can add the vibe and the colors and everything, you have to locate everything and be able to illustrate a picture of what, the next set of screens would look like. So these are just bare bones
Okay.
of what an actual design could look like, right? Now,
Okay.
there are three screens in the screenshot that I sent over to you, and the center screen is the default screen for a musician's profile as it would appear to a fan or any other primary user on the application, right? So the center screen is how they see the profile, the bio, the name. I use your name for now as a musician. On top of that, you see the genre or what type of music do they play, whether it's a bass drummer or it's a bass drummer, it's a vocalist. What do they do actually, right? Now, on top of that,
Right.
if you notice right besides that, it says visit my merch store, and that's what the integration of the link we were talking about. So like I mentioned to you last time, it's futile, at least I say it's futile for now, to kind of have a full e-commerce experience within the application, more like a native marketplace for people to upload their products and maintain a separate inventory account and maintain separate payments and everything. So it's best for them to kind of link their existing store or their website on the application. And this button, the blue button, which says "Visit my merch store" with the T-shirts icon, that's only going to appear when they optionally integrate or they link or they hyperlink their profile or their website to their merch store to their app profile. Does
Yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Now, under that is the bio. You know, you go to Instagram, you go to any other application. This is pretty much the standard that, you know, you get the first information first. And then underneath that is the age and the location as well. Because I think that's going to be important. That's going to be an important factor as well. Location, because, you know, they are looking for jobs that they may have to travel to or they may be required to be present at. So it has to be within the proximity of people contacting them. So, you know, the location, just the city and the, you know, the state, which does not, you know, compromise the, you know, the privacy as well or their, you know, details as well. This could kind of give a little information to the people looking at their profile, right, about the location
okay.
of the musician. Underneath that is the, you know, the blue tab on each of the three screens, the profile info, my videos, and then upcoming events. The blue tab actually shows which tab is actually active right now. So by default, I think the profile info tab should be active. And then underneath that comes a bit of the information that you mentioned, you know, on the last call about the questions they answer or the preferences they select when they're signing up. When they sign up, they actually
Right.
create their profile. They provide some information to make sure they're contacted by relevant people and, you know, musicians that are like-minded or are looking for similar, you know, skills or expertise within their genre, right? So profile info
okay.
is kind of going to be a nutshell of the whole musician profile. And then when you tap on My Videos, it's going to take you to the screen that's shown on the left, right? The My Videos screen that's active on the left with the blue button. And underneath that, it says Watch Me Perform, and it has a list of all the videos that they may have uploaded with the two sorting filters on there, most recent. And I think the second one, it's not visible on the screenshot that I sent to you, so let me look at the original one. Most recent and most popular, or most viewed, right? So the algorithm built within the application is also going to count how many views has a video gained, right? And that's pretty much a standard KPI in today's content marketing, and that's going to help us define the content and what people like to actually watch that should be showing, you know, on top of the videos, on top of all the videos that are uploaded by this musician. Now, if you look at above the My Videos tab, right, that the tab that's active on the left screen, you see a larger thumbnail or a larger placeholder of a video that on the leftmost side says cover video. Do you see that? The larger play thumbnail, right? That's more of a feature where, you know, you have to kind of give them some kind of incentive, like I was talking about yesterday. So on the video screen, they will be able to kind of pin a video that they want to appear on the top or want to get the most views on, right? So they could, you know, select any one of their videos that they've uploaded to the platform with a single tap of the button. They will be able to pin this video on the top when someone comes to their profile and clicks on My Videos. Right, so that's the cover video or kind of shows their most popular or the video that they want to showcase the first.
Okay.
Right. Now, coming to the screen on the right where it says upcoming events. Now, remember, we have to keep the layout of the three screens similar because we, you know, these are not going to be three different screens going to three different pages or three different layouts. It's going to be three
right.
different tabs that are just going to change with you know the tap of a button, right? So when you tap on upcoming events, it's going to take you to the screen on the right, and on the top you see a placeholder for the cover event that the musician wants to highlight or you know say the most recently upcoming event or the event that they want to just showcase on top of their profile simply, right?
Okay, right.
Now, underneath that are, you know, the upcoming events that they've uploaded. They could simply, you know, with the, you know, when they're uploading a new event. Now, remember, this is the screen for, you know, how, you know, the fans see the profile and not how the musician sees his own profile. Because when the musician sees the profile, it's going to also give them the option to add another event as well. So when they click on add a new event, it's going to take them to a page where they can upload a cover photo of the event. They can upload other pictures as well. They can upload the name, the timing, the location, and how many people are actually following the event or how many people have actually signed up for the event as well. And then comes the button that says go to ticket site, the gray button underneath each of these events, and that's going to take them, or that's going to hyperlink to the third-party platforms. Since you mentioned yesterday you don't want to deal in tickets, you don't want to take that hassle, which I, at a second thought, I do, you know, actually concur with that, because I feel that, you know, it's useless for you to, you know, handle all that when you don't want to, you know, charge musicians to be on the platform, right? Because you'll have to offer better support for that as well. You'd have to arbitrate between, you know, the seller and the in fact, the ticket buyer and the musician as well. So we could leave that to the third party. And this button is going to work similar to the merch site button that we were looking at. And it's just going to link them to the third-party platform, let's say Eventbrite or, you know, Ticketmaster. Could link to, you know, any, you know, a ticketing site that they would like to link this button to, with, you know, simply copying and pasting the link to, you know, this button.
Okay.
Right, so this is just a start that I'm taking, and, you know, this, like I said, this is not something that we do at this stage. It's not normal for us to, you know, kind of wireframe the applications right now, because it's the pre-onboarding stage, right? So but then I thought, you know, I'd send you a document that has a scope, that has a detailed scope. That's something we could do later as well. Right now, I think for you and me to be able to be on the same page, we need to look at something that's actually, you know, visual. So we could you could also tell me what you would like to move, or, you know, you could tell me what you would like in a different a pattern, or whether am I in the right direction or not, altogether or not, right? So what do you think about these three screens? I mean, do you think the conversation we had yesterday, do you think I'm on the same page as you, and or did you have a different direction for this?
No, that's pretty good what you put together real quick. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, I just want your social feed, you know, the videos, the profile information, you pretty much covered all of that, you know. Like I said, I'm not really worried about tickets. A lot of the ticket sales will be directly from a bar, you know, like a local hangout, and they won't have a feed to, like, let's say, Ticketmaster or anything else. They'll just be buy your ticket at the door type thing, you know?
Exactly, yeah. More like stand-up nights or, you know, what do you call that, you know, open mic. Those are not, you know, events that, you know, are you know, they don't sell tickets up front.
Exactly.
You have to get to their door to, you know, kind of collect the ticket.
Right.
Right, so
yeah,
once again, these are...
Yeah, everything looks wonderful so far. I'm
All
sorry,
right, glad,
say that again?
No, yeah, glad to hear that. So I just wanted to say that these are just the first thoughts, right? And this is just my individual, you know, brainstorming that I could do within an hour, right? Now when we get together, and hopefully once we get you on board, the whole team, including the designers who are actually, you know, quite the experts at this, they will be coming together, and who knows, they may have a better opinion on how to locate everything that we have put together in these three screens. And then, you know, these are just the three screens that I thought were the most important. Now, with every, you know, I think the total app is going to be about 20, 25 screens because, you know, let's say you click on an event, it's going to take you an events details page that's going to show you the details of the single event, right? Likewise, if you click on a video, it's going to open up on a full screen. And that's going to play with some other features as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be there. But right now I'm just, you know, giving you a head start and giving myself a head start so we have some, you know, open direction from here. So we could, you know, at least we could understand that I understand your idea and, you know, you understand where I am coming from, right?
Right. Perfect.
Right, Paige, so how do you suggest we recircle from here? I mean, do you want to review the documents with me as well?
No. I'm still getting one other company's quote here in Houston. I just talked to them today, so it's going to be probably another week before they give me their quote and I decide. Because honestly, I already have a marketing company that I've chosen to do the marketing. So one of the other companies is kind of trying to push their marketing strategy on me. You know what I mean? And I don't
okay.
really want to pay an extra $35,000 just to talk to this marketing genius when I've already chosen. Your price is so far the cheapest one and most, I mean, you know, yours is basic and easy and, you know, ready to go forward. So I did talk to one of my my business partner last night, and she, you know, said let's just pretty much go with whoever's cheapest because we're going to have to save the rest of the money for the marketing. I'm going to show her what you showed me and
right.
talk to her again about you. But I do need to wait. I'm waiting to hear from another company today, and that will be my fourth quote, and then I'm just going to make a decision. So,
that sounds pretty much all right.
Yours is looking really good.
Right. So, I mean, I just wanted to say that, you know, don't just go for the cheapest company. I mean, I know where you're coming from. You know, you need to save budget for your, you know, the marketing as well, the post-launch as well, and all that, all those things. But, you know, really look into what company understands your idea and kind of tries and do something for you before they try and take your money, right? And that probably is going to help you boil down to a company that you can rely on, because it's all about the collaboration that you do with them as well. So you were mentioning yesterday that you have a company local that you may prefer just because you can walk down to their office or you could go to them. Well, honestly, in this pre-COVID era, although we've been doing this for about 8 years now, we've been a phone and an internet company for almost 8 years. We, you know, before COVID, we used to have clients come down to the office as well if they really wanted to. I mean, just to, you know, for a quick chat or to speak to the designer personally or speak to the developer. But even that is, you know, with the kind of tools we have today, you know, you have one Zoom meeting today with me, and I can walk you through everything that we could do in a personal meeting. Right. So keep that.
Right.
I mean, I'm just suggesting because I think this probably is your first application, and the shopping around for a mobile app developer, that's kind of a task itself, right? So you have to make you have to set your list of priorities on what you're looking for in an app developer. I think price is important, but then most importantly is who kind of has the experience with building something similar in the recent past. For example, you know. Just for example, I showed you an application yesterday that we did, Art Placer. I'm not too sure if you got a chance to download it and, you know, try using it. But, you know, we've done something similar, right? So look for that, and then look for a company that can actually understand your idea and that you feel comfortable, you know, collaborating with. Price and then, you know, their location or, you know, whether you can get to their office physically or not, that probably should be on the lower side of your priority. Because then you might just, you know, discount a lot of companies that are not, you know, located within your vicinity but could do a good job for you, right?
True.
Right, Pait. So with that said, I hope you like the direction we are taking from here. If you need anything else from me, I've sent you the document, the engagement agreement as well, so you can review that too. You can review the terms. It's a pretty simple document. We don't get into a long, 12-page contract. I could walk you through that as well. And, you know, if there's anything else that you need from my side, I can send you over a portfolio as well. That's probably one thing that I kind of missed on last night. If you want to look at that, some other applications we've done, I can send that over to you. And then, you know, you can just give me a call, you know, hit me up with a text message whenever you want to speak to me.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, Pait, so that said, I won't take much longer because I know you're driving and you drive safe. I'll let you go for now unless you have something else for me.
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right, then. Just keep me posted. I'll let you go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.